Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It seems like we have some technical issues going on here. I hope you can all hear me. Holly, are you picking up anything? Anyways, welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with me, Nina, and maybe later on, Lennis. Holly is in the chat room. I want to thank you all for being here. Very, very quiet day, it seems like. It's rainy here in Alberta. What's it like where you are? Anyway, I have a few announcements for today. Happy birthday to my niece, Miranda. Happy birthday, Rana. And it will be, that's for today. And on Wednesday, it will be Hubby's and my, oh, hang on. Hello, Lennis.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was just starting with the announcements. I could not get any music playing. We seem to be having technical issues.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what exactly is going on, and I just hope everybody is hearing me all right.
Anyway,
Lennis is here now with us as well. Hooray, hooray, hooray. How are you feeling, Lennis?
A little better. A little better. I've got a couple of prayers and two birthday announcements.
Awesome. Well, I have a birthday for today, and that's my niece, Miranda. Happy birthday, sweetie. We love you. Also, Wednesday, happy anniversary to my hubby and me as well. 42.
Oh, 42
years.
That is beautiful.
Hubby says, yeah, I could be paroled by now.
Oh, that is so sweet. I'll remember that. Wednesday, 42 years. Wow. How beautiful is that?
And Thursday, it's happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Lyle. Happy birthday, Lyle. I hope you have a really great day. That's it for me for announcements for this week. Lennis, you go ahead. I think you have a prayer and a couple of announcements. Yep.
Okay. Happy birthday to one of my core girlfriends, Kathy Ramsey. Happy birthday to a cousin, Kendra. She lives in Sacramento. Happy birthday to one of our regular callers and a good friend, Anna. Happy birthday to her. And then I also have a request for a prayer from my cousin Regina. They took her back to the hospital. She has heart problems and is looking not the best. So I'm just asking that everybody pray for her. Her name is Regina Adams, and that her heart and whatever blood difficulties she's having will be healed and she'll feel a lot better. Thank you.
I will send her some Reiki for sure, Lennis.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, instead of prayers, I decided that I would do the 23rd Psalm and also the Lord's Prayer. I don't know why, that feeling just came to me while I was preparing for the show, so that's what I'm going to do. 23rd song. I'm going to do it a little bit differently. The Lord is my shepherd, which means relationship. I shall not want your supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, which means rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters, refreshment. He restoreth my soul, healing. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, that's your guidance, for his name's sake, your purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, testing, I will fear no evil, protection. for thou art with me, faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, hope. Thou anointest my head with oil, consecration. My cup runneth over, abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I should say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow all of us the days of our lives, and blessings, which means blessings. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, security and in eternity. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Or for some people they say trespass, forgive our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lennis. One more very special announcement, because somebody just popped into the chat room, and I want to wish Miss Tiffany, better known as Honeybee, a very happy vacation. That's coming up on Wednesday. Do you have a wonderful
time? Her vacation, I hope, will be great as mine was. She'll have a nice one, I'm sure. The weather is wonderful right now.
So
welcome, Tiffany, and welcome, Holly, too. Holly, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you so much, Holly, for being in there. It means a lot to both of us. And other than that, have you got any more announcements, Lennis?
No, ma'am. That is it.
All right, well, let's get on to our callers. We don't have that many today, so we could be going to sleep early.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, our first caller is area code 916. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hello. Hello to both of you. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We have your first caller, please.
Hello.
Hi.
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 As you were saying the 23rd Psalm, I was repeating it, and I did say my prayers.
Oh, good.
Well, this is Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Well, I'm still applying and hoping for employment.
You didn't hear anything this week?
No. However, at the temp agency where I was hoping to get hired for a 90-day contract for TRICARE, it seems like there's games going on, because the young lady I worked with originally is no longer there, and then I called and I was given the name of another man who handles the account. So I emailed him and left him a message twice, and he didn't respond. And finally, several days later, he sent me an email. All he said was, thank you for your email. And then online yesterday, I noticed that they're advertising again for that TRICARE position, but it's a different recruiter's name. So I'll go ahead and download my resume again and send my resume directly to this person. His name is Joshua, and I'll even call him tomorrow and just politely inquire about it. I don't know if it'll get me anywhere, but I'm way overqualified. And I applied online for a real nice call center job with a credit union, and I was really exceptional in how I filled out that application online, and then the minute I submitted it, I realized I had not included my resume, so I got creative, and I called customer service, and I asked to speak to HR, and I know the contact person's name, the hiring manager's name, but I asked if I could send my resume directly to this other lady, and that which she forwarded to the hiring manager, and she said yes. So in a way, that worked for me because my resume got the immediate attention of the hiring manager.
Well, it sounds like you're doing. It sounds like you're doing everything right, Wendy.
I know, but I need some results.
Patience. That's what they're saying to me. Patience. It will come.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Dennis, what are
you're
picking
welcome.
Up?
Same thing. It's just patience. I know
yeah.
she's trying real hard, so.
Yeah. Well, there's a time when the money runs out, and this has been going on for quite a long time, so I don't know what more to do. But I do thank you both very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Wendy. And you know what? I'm going to say an extra prayer that something, you hear something this week.
Something good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, our next caller is area code 805. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hello?
Hello?
Area code 805. Hello?
I guess they just want to listen.
I guess so. Okay, area code 856, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, this is Laura. How are you?
We're good,
Laura.
Hi,
Laura.
Hi. I was just wondering if you see any big changes coming to me with a big move. I'm just out.
Laura, are you moving to another city or town?
I could if you see that happen.
Oh, so you're not moving yet. You're wondering if you're going to move. Is that correct? Laura?
I think she got disconnected.
Yeah, I think so too. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to try 805 again and see if they want to talk to us now.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Sorry about that. I stepped into the store real quick to get a hot dog. My name's Donna. Hello.
Hi,
Donna. Hi,
Donna.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
How can we help you?
I wanted to know if there's a relationship coming in for me. I am going away for 3 weeks. I'm going to Hawaii to visit a friend. So I didn't know if I'd meet someone there or when I came back. Or I'd like to get married one day. I've never been married.
So what am I focusing on?
Relationship.
Okay. So this is a new relationship. You're not involved with anybody or anything?
No.
Okay. Why are they telling me that you need to step down? Is your criteria for a man very high?
I don't think so. I mean, there has to be an attraction. You know, someone kind. I guess my criteria is that, you know, he'd definitely be a nice guy, but. I think you can find that in someone.
Okay, they're telling me there's something about your spirit. I'm feeling the inside of your body. Something's not right.
I do meditate every day. I meditate for 45 minutes. I go into the silence. Yeah, I don't know what would not be right. I don't know. I sleep well.
It's almost like water is running through your body. So I'm asking, what does that mean? It's like you drink water. It's like if you drink a glass of water, it would go right through your body and you go to the bathroom, right? Well, they're reflecting that on what your decision is about looking for a relationship. So I'm wondering, what is it? That's why I'm asking, do you have a criteria or what? Because it's like maybe you're not that committed right now to be in a committed relationship, but it's just flowing through. It's coming in. It's like you're saying one thing, but you're doing another.
Well, I don't get out that much to meet someone. I mean, I do go out, but not on a regular basis, I guess.
Well, Donna, it works like this. You have to go out if you want to meet someone. Either that or join a dating site. That's the only way it works. We can't materialize a guy for you unless you do that. So what they're telling me is you need to go out more and actively.
Are you in your car, Donna?
Yeah, I put it on in the car so it would be louder.
Okay, because we heard the
noise
in the background.
Oh, okay, it's fine now. It just has to connect.
Oh, okay.
The Bluetooth.
Yeah, you need to actively look yourself. Anything happen. So I suggest go out with a group of girlfriends, go to some dances, join a dating site, do something active so you actually are around people a little bit more. You're not going to meet anyone sitting at home. They're not going to come knocking on your door and say, "Hey, Donna, it's me." You have to actively look. And the angels are telling me if you actively look, it won't take that long.
Okay. Yeah, I can actively look. I mean, when I'm in Hawaii, I'm going to visit a friend for 3 weeks, and we're going to go out a lot. You know?
I picked you up in Luau, and several very nice-looking gentlemen there.
Oh, good.
So have fun.
Three of them
are single, so enjoy
good.
Yourself.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I agree with you.
Thank you. All right, Donna, you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Maybe.
Bye.
Hey, the site is really not cooperating very well today, Lennis.
No, I just saw three calls, and they just left. What happened? I saw three
I don't
calls
know.
Come in.
Area code 408. You're on the air with Dina and Lennis. How can we help you?
I was just checking about my finances.
Can we have your first name, please?
Dolores.
That Dolores?
Yes.
Quit spending what you don't have. That came up real quick. Angel
really?
Says she needs to stop spending what she don't have. Don't try and live like the Joneses. Live like you.
Okay.
You know what
That's
I mean?
True.
Live like Dolores. It doesn't. You're a generous-hearted person. You need to curtail that a little bit.
Okay.
I'll put it like this. Everybody, and I understand it because I have the same kind of heart, but everybody is not supposed to be helped by you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are lessons that God wants them to learn. So when they're broke for a reason, maybe to learn how to budget or, you know, to learn how to live. And instead of like, I can call Dolores and get $10 or $20 from her. you know, to get my gas or whatever. Well, if you knew you needed gas in your car, why should I be calling Dolores? I should have put the money back. So, no, that's a lesson you're going to learn. Get on the bus. Next time,
yeah,
you'll put your money back for gas. Well, I see you like that. If people come to you, you're generous. You're nice to help, but help Dolores.
Yeah,
okay.
Both Holly and I are seeing a major expense coming up for you, so please hang on to your money.
Okay.
But you're going to need it for yourself.
Okay. So you don't see it getting better? I just need to save my money?
Yeah, you need to save your money for now and just look after yourself. And don't worry about anybody else, because when the time comes, nobody's going to be there for you.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Well, Miss Lennis.
I know. I tried to go into the chat room, but I forgot I have to go in with another ID.
Can't go in. I'm in there with the Essence of Success. But you were in there.
I know,
with
and I tried to go in using Linus, and I forgot when I go into the chat room, I have to log in with a different name. Yeah. Well,
come on. Anybody in the chat room have a question for us?
Yeah, because the lines are open. Anybody wants to call in, 646-727-2914. The lines are open and we're available. You know you need an accurate reading. Summer starts on the 20th, so come on. You know you want to know what's coming up this summer.
Well, Holly wants to know if there's any messages for her this week.
Okay.
Oh, dollar signs popped up.
I'm getting through and through after you said the dollar signs. I don't know what that means. Raise your hand. Why are they telling me that? Raise your hand to be noticed. I don't know what you're doing, Holly, but they're showing me your right arm is up in the air and you're raising your hand to be noticed. To speak, yes, at some event. But you have something that you want to share. I see that in the middle of the week, like you go to a evening meeting or something around 7 or 8 o'clock, Wednesday or Thursday, and you just want to put your input in. That's why you're raising your arm. You're going to get tickled about something. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's going to have a good week.
I was going to say she's going to get tickled about something.
Yeah.
Tickle toes, twinkle toes, something's going to tickle her. Sparklers. Seeing sparklers around her.
Okay, we've got some callers now, and Laura is back on. So let's bring Laura on.
Okay.
Hi, Laura. You're on the air with Lennis.
Hi.
You want to try that again?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I dropped. The call dropped, so here I am back. So did you get a message about the house and my job?
Is that what you're asking? Which one is it? Which one are you asking for?
Well, the job. Ask about the job.
Now, are you asking if you're going to move with your job?
Yes, that would be good. Yes.
Wait a minute, back up, because I'm in a confused state. Are you working right now?
Well, I am working, yeah, but the contract ends in September.
Okay.
So,
you
want to
know after that? Go ahead.
Right. So I want to get my house, and and I was trying to get the house before the contract ends, and I'm wondering if they're going to extend me, or maybe I'll go on to another job altogether in a different location. I don't know.
September could go either way. I think you're going to be sitting down having a meeting with them where the contract will go further out. There's a possibility of that happening, but I see a conversation is being held, a meeting. So I guess it would depend on you and your work how well it is that they'll add another 6 months to that contract.
Okay, well, they've been happy with my work up to now, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying you're a bad person. Having a meeting with you is like, would you even be interested in working another 6 months on the contract? Or if not, they'll bring somebody else in. But they want to have a conversation with you to see, you know, they're going to tell you you are a good worker. But there's a possibility of this. So we're just letting you know that in September you will have a meeting with your folks, and they're going to ask you about this. If you want to succeed at that time, you could speak with them about, is it a possibility that this could go permanent?
Okay, well, I'm going to have that conversation before September because I need time to get another contract if they're not going to extend me. So I'll be asking next month, actually, probably the end of July.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Being prepared is always good. Well, that's what I see, is that they're going to sit down and talk with you and see if you want to option for another 6 months.
Okay.
But I see you also asking them if this could turn into something permanent.
Laura, Holly's picking up that a different job in a different location. So I think you're going to have a choice between staying for another 6 months at your current job or a different job.
Yeah, there is a job opening that came up on my email. Someone sent me an email about a job in Pennsylvania, which is about a 45-minute drive from where I live. And it's a different company in the same industry, so I might – I think I'm going to apply for it and see what happens.
Well, it can't hurt. You might as well.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You both have a good week, rest of the week.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Area code 708. You're on the air with Lenis and Nina.
Hello, Lenis and Nina.
Hello.
Hi, it's Tiffany. I have some questions
about travel.
Long time no here.
That's right. You better come back.
When's
your vacation, woman?
I'm leaving Wednesday night at midnight. My trip isn't until 6 in the morning on Thursday, but because I live 90 minutes away from the airport, I don't know why I need 6 hours, but just in case. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of paranoid about traveling altogether, and not just the flight, but getting to the airport. And with all this stuff going on in Florida now, I'm kind of shaken up about traveling altogether.
Oh, don't let that bother you. You're protected.
Yeah.
Don't even let that bother you. That's on them. That's them and their karma and what's going on. You don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, you're going to have a good time. We're just waiting for you to go and come back so you can tell us all the juicy stuff.
Well.
And the new man that you're going to meet while you're down there. That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, you did tell me there was going to be somebody I'd meet that would get my mind off the other guy. But the other guy is not going down without a fight. Now he has rented a room in Las Vegas. I've never been to Vegas before because they're holding this annual event. It's called Conclave, where their fraternity, it's like a national convention. And
okay.
This year they're holding it in Las Vegas. So he pretty much wants to go, and he's already invited me to go along with him.
When is it, Tiffany?
July 21st. So it's exactly 1 month after we get back from Florida. And because we're flying to Florida, we're both building up miles and points with this trip that he automatically wants to use for the trip to Vegas. So when I say he's not going down without a fight, he's pulling out all the stops at this point.
Okay, then.
But how is this trip going to go? I'm pretty confident about Florida. I'm hoping that'll go okay, but do you see the Las Vegas trip?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I got a blackboard. That's unusual for you, Tiffany. I got a blackboard.
Tiffany.
I see. Go ahead. I see you happy in Florida. The Vegas trip is not showing me anything yet.
I'm not seeing anything for Vegas either, but you are going to have a good time in Florida. You're not going to be tied to him the whole time in Florida, are you?
I don't think so. I think there are a couple of events we've already bought tickets to. So that the entire group is going. But as far as being with the guys all day and drinking all day, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well,
I
want to
get on tour buses and
shop.
Yeah, there you go,
places.
So you can meet that guy. Yeah.
The guy, Tiffany, is on one of the tours.
Okay. Do you think something will happen in Florida that will affect me not going to Las Vegas?
Yup. I'm going to say
I've
it
already,
real loud. Yes.
I've already
okay,
taken the time
Medea.
Off, though.
Yes. I do like Medea. Well, I mean, go for it. You know, here you have your ticket to get home. That's all you care about. Go and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. As long as you got your ticket to get home, if something doesn't go right, you're cool. You're good.
Okay.
But you're going to have such a good time on this holiday.
I hope so. I'm nervous. I felt like a kid on Christmas Eve for the past 2 weeks. And it's driving me crazy. You know how you go to bed with that anxiety because you know something exciting is coming tomorrow? I've been like that for 2 whole weeks. It's like 2 whole weeks of Christmas Eve. It's driving me crazy.
That's not anxiety. Excitement. There's a difference.
It's too much. I'm too old to be excited like this.
No.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to have such a wonderful time. And I can't wait for you to get back to tell us all the stories of what a great time you have.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you
we'll
have other callers in the queue? I have a quick health question.
We do have one more caller, but go ahead, Tiff.
Are these migraines caused by these braces? Because I've been having splitting migraines lately.
Ooh.
Definite yes came across.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay, I figured that was it.
Are they too tight?
Yeah, that's
Oh, look, Nina just said it. Never mind, she just said it.
Yeah. You have to wear a different tray every 2 weeks. And this is the first time I put on a new tray, and, like, my head hurts so bad, my ears hurt. It's weird. It's just unusual.
Yeah,
maybe it'll dissipate.
They're too tight.
Okay. Well, good. That means it's straightening something for all the money I paid. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to be in pain.
I'll take an aspirin. As long as my teeth are getting straight so I can find myself a husband, I'll be fine.
Don't straight teeth for a husband.
I think if your confidence is boosted and your teeth are straight and white, I mean, my teeth have always been white, but they've been kind of crooked. So I figure if you have a beautiful smile, it increases your confidence, and confidence attracts men. So that's my goal.
Yeah. Confidence definitely attracts many things.
Okay. All right. So I will update you guys next Sunday on the trip. If I can call later,
right.
I'll still be in Miami until Monday, but I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
All right.
And have a good time. Work
okay,
on your
thank
team.
You. Yes. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
hey,
next
area code 336, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Marilyn from North Carolina.
Hi, Marilyn.
This is,
Hello.
Oh, Marilyn, is that right?
Yes, Marilyn
All right.
from North
Good
Carolina.
Good afternoon, Marilyn. North Kakalaki.
where are you guys at?
I'm in Washington. Nina's in Canada.
Wow. Okay.
We bring it all in one.
Well, I'm calling because I got a question about my body. I'm having stabbing pains, like a knife in my back on my left shoulder blade. And it's pretty constant. It doesn't go away. Any help with that? And then I got a second question, if I could sneak one in.
Okay, let's do this one. Your shoulder blade. Do you have, oh, God, what is that organ? Bladder stones? What do they call that? Not
kidney
stones. No. What's that? Your bladder is right there in the upper back where you're talking about. Is it bladder?
Well, this is
when you have a bladder infection?
This is like behind the heart. This is behind the heart.
Oh, okay. That's on the right-hand side if you felt it on your back. It's on your left-hand side above the heart, and it's in your shoulder blade.
Behind the heart.
But it's the muscle in the back and the shoulder blade that's affected?
Yeah, it feels like a knife in the back, and it's slightly to the left, in the right below the shoulder blade, or right in the shoulder blade.
Sounds like you could have pulled a muscle. You
well,
might need to see a chiropractor.
It has an energetic component. And I do have a chiropractor, but this is like an ailment that has been continuous now for about 6 weeks.
Okay, so you've already went to the chiropractor and that didn't help.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
6 weeks.
It's like some trapped energy there.
It might be trapped. You need to go to the doctor and get yourself checked out. How about that one?
Well, I've had a physical recently in the last 2 weeks and everything checked out. But I thought maybe you could tell if it was something energetic.
They're telling me stress right now.
Really?
The stress is a major factor of that pain.
Okay. Well, I am broke and I don't have a job.
That will do it. That's called stress.
Yep, it's stress. I just asked and did my back, and they said it's stress.
Now use heat on it. And now use heat and try and relax as much as possible.
Okay.
You have a heating pad?
I do.
Okay. Well, like Nina said, just put it on low and either sit up in your chair or if you're going to lay down and put it behind you for a little while, at least 30 minutes, and then take it off and see how you feel.
Okay.
And then, maybe do it again, give it a few hours and do it again. I feel like, Nina, right now the warmth will relax that area, relax those muscles.
Right. Well, my second question is about my dad. I haven't really had a close relationship with him, and Father's Day's coming up. And we have been living in the same town, but we never see each other. I do hear about him, and he probably hears about me from other family members, but we do not communicate. And I have been purposefully taking a break from him because he tends to want to create too much drama in our relationship. And I was wondering if you could validate me continuing to not participate with him, even though he possibly could be in his final year of life. He's got congenitive heart disease, and his health is deteriorating rapidly, and he probably won't last much longer because he can't walk now, and he refuses to get a wheelchair, and he's very stubborn in that way. But I just thought perhaps maybe I'd ask if you see anything with regard to my relationship with my dad.
Okay, I don't know what Nina saw, but while you were talking, the angels told me racist.
Racist?
And they didn't say no more. They said racist and stopped. Didn't say any more. And I'm opening, listening for whatever else they may have to say about your dad. But they just said one word, racist, and they stopped.
Hmm.
You know better than I do.
Well, I haven't had that come up, but I have. Maybe I could have an understanding after we hang up, maybe it would come to me, but it doesn't ring anything. Well, there was a time when he allowed himself to be fined by a judge for a bill that he refused to pay, and instead of paying the bill, he went to jail for like 30 days, and he was in his 70s at the time. And when he came out of jail, he said, there are a lot of black boys in that jail. But that was all he said.
Okay, so there's your answer, Marilyn. We do have to move on because we have other callers at right now. Good luck. Only you can decide.
Did you get
you
anything else? Did you get
no,
anything else about my dad? Oh, you did?
No.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, and I'll think on what you've offered here. Thank you for your cooperation.
Well, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, Marilyn, and have a wonderful
all
week.
Right. Yes, you do the same. Thank you.
Area code 313.
Hi. How are you, lady?
We're good, thank you. How are you?
Hi, my name is Sherelle, calling from Michigan.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi. I had two questions, and I'll make it quick. First off, by my car getting took in a week ago, I'm currently looking for a new one. Hopefully, I'll be able to purchase it next week. Do you see that happening, or would it be another setback?
No, I see you getting a hoopty by Friday.
All right, that was my plan.
By Friday it's a hoopty. And it's you know what? It's a hoopty. It'll be a good car. I'll get you from A to B with no problems. It's not going to be no 2016, but it will be a newer car. But it'll be – well, I'm saying hoopty is because it works. It gets you to where you need to go to work or take care of your children, what have you. And it's not a bad looking car.
But
you know, give yourself a couple of years. You'll probably be able to buy a 2015 by then in a couple of years.
Yeah, a little hoopty. I'm planning on getting, I wanted like a 04, maybe 03. Like, I mean, I can pay a car note, but I don't think I'm responsible enough to pay a car note.
Well, like I said, if you get a hoopty, you can about cash that out in two payments.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, but I do see that it's a good running vehicle, and it serves its purpose well for you. So, yep.
Yeah, because my car just got took in a week ago, and that kind of set me back because I was planning on working on getting my own place. But, I mean, you know, back keep living with people, and that's just kind of bothering me. Then I also been thinking about moving to Arizona with my mom. I'm just back and forth with a lot of stuff. Just back and forth, trying to stay focused and maintain. But my other question was connected to that. I was wondering why Sam hasn't, like, called and checked on me to make sure I was okay or anything. Like, I don't know, like, why he has to call to check to see if I'm, I don't know if he think I need him for anything.
What's his first name?
Sam.
Sam?
Mm-hmm.
S-A-M.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something before I concentrate on Sam. The angel just told me to tell you, move to Arizona, period.
Okay,
so just mark that down. They just said, move to Arizona, period. Nothing else after that. Okay, now we'll concentrate on Sam here.
Move to Arizona. That's where my mom, my sister, my nephew at. They love it down there. Because they just moved in January, and I decided to stay because I have a job already set up here. I have a vehicle. I ain't have to worry about getting it sold or anything. And my mom just not getting a job down there this month. But I don't know, it's nothing here. But go ahead, I'm sorry, I'm just talking.
What? No, that's okay, I'm still concentrating. Nina, why do I keep getting chronological when I'm thinking about this guy, Sam? Does that have something to do with his age?
I don't know.
I keep getting chronological with this man.
What that mean?
Well, I don't know. That's what I mean. Is it a number or he's first place, second place, third place? Where is this man?
Chronological. I'm not sure.
I know. I don't want to say he gets in where he fits in because that's not him. But there's an order to him.
Well, I'm like, he just, you know.
He's an intelligent man. He's an intelligent man, and I see his thinking process is way up there. But it's almost like he don't have time. If people aren't up to his level of mentality or maturity, he don't have time. He'll just go his way without even saying anything.
But I feel like I'm more advanced than him because I communicate, I text, I call. You know, I treat him like a friend, and he, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's just there just for sex or I don't know at all. Like, you know,
I'm not feeling the love towards you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not feeling his love towards you or feelings towards you. That's why I don't understand the chronological, but I'm not feeling, I don't get any emotions from this man, Sam, towards you. You to him, yes, I can feel that. I'm not feeling that off of him. So it makes me wonder, like, what kind of guy is he? Cutthroat? Is he? I'm serious. There's something about this guy is kind of bugging me for a minute, and the angels are trying to show me, but I'll put it like this. The old folks say, something just ain't right. All right?
Oh, wow.
Something just ain't right.
It's his job. It's got something to do with his job. Whatever he does for a living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does work. But I was just saying, like, you know, as far as being friends with benefits, if that's the case, you can't at least call and check on me about, you know, I'm going through a situation with my car. You can't see me. How you doing? Do you need anything? Can I help you out? Not saying I need anything, but just check it, and that matters too. Just a little stuff.
Right, but this is what you're saying. That's not what he's saying. You know, we can always feel that why didn't the person do this or do that? Because that's what we are feeling is what we want. That's what you need from him that you want. Does he need that from you? Evidently, no, because he doesn't feel that way. So, you know, I don't want you to have expectations and think, well, you know, he should have gave me some kind of feedback or said something. No. No.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just saying by us being friends with benefits and everything like that, and I'm being around your circle or your vibe or whatever, you can at least check You know what I'm saying? And by me work at midnight, you know, what if I got to catch the bus? You know what I'm saying? Just anything. It's just a point.
Had he done this before?
That's not who he is. He's not going to do it. No matter how much you want him to, he's not going to do this. That's not who he is. If you're looking for that, him, don't. Go find someone else.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too, because I'm not picking up on him. I'd look for somebody else that's going to make you happy and fill those voids that you have in your life.
Probably the Michael. Maybe him. Maybe I was with him for 8 years, eight, 9 years. We kind of on and off.
Well,
maybe
thank
him.
You.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah. I hope
you all
ladies
have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Area code 479. You're on the air with Lannis and Nina.
Hi, Lannis and Nina. This is Heather. This is my first time calling in. How are you all?
We're doing fine. And welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to know what are the most important messages I could need to hear from my angels right now at this point?
Lift yourself up. As you were talking, the angels told me, lift yourself up. If you've been down or feeling depressed or kind of out of sorts, they're telling me, lift yourself up. The love is around you, and there's angels right there now with you. Right there now, there's one that wants to put his arm, it's a male angel, he wants to put his arm around your neck and just lift you up toward the ceiling. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a chokehold, it's to lift you up, but the angels are there with you. But, yeah, so if you're down, as Nina says, put that positive. Think positive and put it out there. Because your angels are there with you, and they're there to help you. So,
okay.
It sounds like you got a good base going. I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
I wasn't saying anything. It might have been Heather.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's what they were showing me. Just lift yourself up.
Okay.
You know who you are and what you're about. But as a kid say, pop your collar. I love myself. I thank myself, and I thank the highest good. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I need to put more positivity out there.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I will do so. Well,
okay.
Thank you all.
You're
take
welcome,
care.
And thank you for calling, Heather.
Appreciate it.
All right, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Lannis and Nina. If you want to call in, area code, 646-727-2914. We're here for another half hour if we get the callers.
Hello.
Area code 614, you're on the air with Lannis and Nina. Oh, gone.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on today, Lannis?
Ah, that's what it was. Pattern of behavior. Thank you, Holly. That's why we love you. The chronological kept going, the pattern of behavior, and then you solidified that when you said, he's not going to do that. Yep, there it is. Ah, I just needed the certain words, and it brings out the rest of the reading. Okay, thank you, Holly, for that. Heather? I told you chronological, it's the pattern of his behavior. So
not
now
Heather.
You know why Nina tells you no. I mean, who was it?
Cheryl or Sherilyn, something like that.
Cheryl? Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cheryl. Yeah, okay. Ah, there you go. What else can we talk about?
We have a caller.
The lines are open.
Area code 917, you're on the air with Lannis and Nina.
Yes, happy Sunday, beautiful people. It's Tina, how are you?
Hi, Tina.
Tina,
how are you, young lady?
I'm fine. Today is the best day ever. I wanted to ask about my friend Sylvester, Nina.
His name again?
Sylvester.
Sylvester?
Yes, please.
What about him?
Just about our friendship and where you see it going.
You've been friends with him for a while now, haven't you?
Yes.
Where do you see it going?
I would like for it to go really good. I just wanted to know what you picked up from him in spirit.
I'm picking up you have a cold.
No, my allergy. No, it's an allergy.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm picking up he's loyal.
Yes.
He is looking for a long-term relationship.
Oh, great.
He's a one-woman kind of guy.
Yes.
And if you play your cards right, this may blossom into the permanent relationship.
Oh, great.
Lannis, what are you picking up?
Nothing.
Well, you said, okay, you said play my cards right. Is there anything you say I should do specifically?
No.
Okay.
I'm not picking up anything specifically other than what I just said to you. No, there's nothing else there.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Sunday, ladies. Bye.
Happy Sunday.
Well, Lannis, what can we talk about now?
Well, you know what? It's almost coming to the close of an hour. We could close it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Is there any questions in... Anna wants us to look into her week.
I'm getting headaches.
Yeah, you know what?
Coming up in her week, I got a headache.
Yeah, me too, but get a lawyer. That just came up.
Yeah,
don't
get a lawyer. Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Yeah,
get an attorney as soon as you can.
Get a lawyer in. That's what's coming up loud and clear. I mean, they're yelling at me. So, yeah, get a lawyer, Anna, please, and thank you. That will move things along.
Yeah.
And, honeybee, if you want to go to Vegas, go to Vegas. You don't have to go with him.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, since you guys were I saw Holly. Nina, what do I see for you coming up? Decisions on Wednesday. I don't know what it is. They're just telling me decisions come Wednesday.
That's our anniversary.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I said decisions on Wednesday.
Yeah,
Thursday, I see celebrations.
Yeah,
I don't know what
that is.
I see flags waving and balloons flying. So there's a celebration Thursday with you.
Yeah, Wednesday, Cameron has a decision to make whether he moves back in with his father or not. So that's a big decision. That's been a big headache this weekend. So.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I see a celebration on Thursday. What do you guys, Holly, what do you and Nina pick up on me? I'm moving. Am I moving to him? There you go. My question is to you ladies, am I moving to another apartment or am I moving to a house? What do you see?
I see a condo-type townhouse unit. Brick, bed brick on the outside, three steps going up on the outside. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, Holly, she didn't tell me in the room. Oh, yes, she did. I saw an apartment with what? With mice.
What?
Oh, nice amenities. Y'all know I can't see. Well, Nina knows I can't see. Oh, now
yeah.
She's saying I see a single-story, three-bedroom brown house with white trim. Nice yard. Someone else gets to cut your lawn and provide maintenance. Huh.
Yeah, I'm seeing a condo type townhouse unit. It's really nice.
Okay. Well, hopefully that's where I'll be going. Further south. Southbound ladies, because I'm going further south.
Yeah, definitely.
Anna says that they say her case is pending. She don't know why. It shouldn't be pending. Once you get an attorney, he can find out, though. Huh.
Yeah, that's why you hire a lawyer, Anna, is for them to do the digging and the finding out. And he will ask the right questions. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, if that's all we got, I think it's time to close the show.
Sound good to me, sister. I'm with you.
Oh,
I've had this light in my eye for an hour now, and my eye is starting to throb. So, yeah, with you.
I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, for all the callers that called in. Thank you so much for international people listening in or who may be listening in the archives. We thank you for that, too. For Holly, for helping in the chat room. I love you lots. Thank you so much. Tiffany, you are going to have a stupendous holiday. For Anna, you're going to have a good week, but do get that lawyer. I have a few people that I don't know in the chat room. Thank you for joining us today, and have a great week.
There you go, and if nobody's told you they love you today, me and Nina do.
We sure do. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll try and get the music to play this time.
If not, that's okay. They love hearing our voices.
Yeah. Well, no music playing this time again. Well, long talk, an email from me.
Yep, you get them, Nina. That's why she's the station manager. You get them.
Great week, everyone. We do love you. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next Sunday, same time, same station. Love you lots. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night,
everybody. Good night, Lennis.
Good night, Miss Nina.
Good night, Holly. Good night, Tiffy. Good night, Anna. the music's playing.
A little bit. Yeah, I was going to say, I hear it a little bit.
Oh, very little bit. It only took 5 minutes. All right, everyone, have a wonderful week.
Yes.
Oh, full moon till next week, so it should be an easy one.
Amen.
Woohoo!